Hello, ladies. It is Barry. I am doing an audio blog for you this week because it's been a very hectic week. We just got back, my wife Anna and I, from the Dallas National eWomen's Conference for women entrepreneurs and empowered women. And it was a fantastic week, but it's also left me short on writing time. So I thought I would actually record an audio that you can listen to either on your computer or you can put it on your phone and listen to it wherever you are, in your car, in the gym. So what I want to address today is, how is it that guys know which women we can take advantage of? You might notice that some guys have a real way of playing on your heartstrings or keeping a woman around even though she, quote-unquote, knows better. You know, we all have female friends who will say, you know, I know better, I don't know why I keep going back to him, or I don't know why I put up with it. So I'm going to give you the men's point of view on how it was that I used to know when I was in my 20s and I was going through my jerk phase. How did I always know when I was able to continue or take advantage of a woman? And the primary way that a guy knows is when he can tell that you're willing to put his well-being or what he wants ahead of yourself. Now, this can manifest in a lot of different ways, and I'll give you a couple examples, and I'm going to let you know sort of what you can do to go take action and start changing this today, whether it's a relationship you're in, a new relationship, a guy you're dating, or just setting early boundaries and expectations with guys you're meeting. So, for example, if I was starting to see a girl, and I was dating a girl, and there's one girl who really wanted to go on a date with me, and she asked if I could see her on a, a weeknight, like a Tuesday or Wednesday, she wanted to go on a date. And she told me that she couldn't do weekends because that's when she earned her money. Now, I decided that for my own ego's sake, and guys can be very ego-driven. Now, I'm not saying all guys are total jerks, but we do have a certain amount of ego in us. And especially the guys who take advantage of women can be very self-centered. So at the time, I was in an extremely self-centered place. And for my own ego's sake, I wanted her to make sure that she had to give up going out on the night that she went out to earn money. I didn't want her to be able to treat me as second rate, basically. I was trying to bolster up my own ego by making her give something up in order to see me. So it was a ridiculous kind of thing, but this is what insecure guys do, is we actually act more egotistical. So in my insecurity at the time, I demanded that the only time I'd be able to see her would be on a Friday night. And of course, that was the night of the week that she worked and made most of her money. This went on for a couple weeks where she tried to get me to go out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and I would turn her down. But I would continue to give her just enough attention and encouragement to keep her on the line, to keep her knowing I was interested. So she finally caved and said, okay, fine, next Friday, let's see each other. Well, from that point on, the dynamic was set. I understood and I realized that I could have my way because the healthy self-care limit she needed to set for herself was to do what was best for her and to be willing to see me when she could do it without harming herself in some way. And it did financial harm to herself by taking her busiest night off just so she could see me. At any rate, that relationship was unhealthy and it was short-lived for that very reason. She never set an early limit, an early expectation that her own self-care was going to come first. Now, how does this apply to you? I'm sure that you haven't had that exact situation come up, but trust me, the wrong kinds of men have been testing you, will be testing you, and test you constantly. They'll test you in the smallest of ways. Now, we do this because we know that women are natural nurturers. It's good that you're loving, caregiving, and that you do all of those things. But with the right kind of guy, that's not going to be a problem. With the wrong kind of guy, it's going to lead to him taking advantage of you. In fact, with some average guys, if you offer too much too often to absolutely abandon your own needs just to please him, it can begin to teach him to become self-centered and expect to always get what he wants and disregard what you want. This is the teaching them how to treat you. So, my advice is look for clues with this guy. When is he asking you to do something that isn't in your best interest? When are the times that he's getting you to skip that exercise class that he knows means so much to you? That time when he wants to go to a concert or go out to a certain bar or something, and you have an important meeting the next morning, but he's going to either sulk or withdraw affection or somehow emotionally punish you. Somehow emotionally punish you if you don't go along with him and give him his way, give him what he wants. Some of the guys who are this way grew up as only child, as an only child or as only children. So that doesn't make sense, does it? You can't be only children because then there's more than one of you. Anyways, if he's an only child, then there's a higher chance that he's going to be used to always getting his own way. And he may test you in these ways without even knowing he's doing it. It's a subconscious thing. You don't have to hold it against him. But it begins the cycle of being taken advantage of, ladies. So this week's blog lesson for all of you ladies is to go away and pay attention to when you are putting your needs second to your man's needs, and make sure that you both are showing a healthy amount of respect and consideration to each other's needs. Now, that doesn't mean you always come first, and it doesn't mean he always comes first. But there should be healthy compromise, and everybody should come out feeling like they won. That's it for this week, ladies. I hope you make great use of it, and go have a fun flirting and fun dating this week. Take care.